Pacific 92 East Coast Radio.
We love this place from TKZ, Kareem Bailey Ray, Put Your Records On, and Pink Can We Pretend. Happy Wednesday, hello and welcome. We have a lunch date, you and me, Vic, till 4 o'clock this afternoon. Oh, feeling good this morning, afternoon. Sometimes I still get confused between morning and afternoon, but I had a bit of a rough one last night. Not what you think. I ended up wilding and watching Netflix till about 3 o'clock this morning. Learned something pretty cool about rock, paper, scissors, and maybe we'll try and get through that in the next few. Also, lots coming up. We're going to be talking about your worst birthday experience ever, and it's Money Matters on a Wednesday. There's one thing you may not know about me. Actually, you probably don't know this about me. Is that my mom and I share the same birthday. I know, pretty cool, right? 11 October, just in case you're wondering. And I always say, like, I'm my mom's best gift. And everyone always asks, like, how do you celebrate the birthday? And I'll tell you. So for the longest time, celebrating your birthday with your mom sounds kind of cool, but the attention's never really on you. People would be like, oh, by the way, wish Vic a happy birthday. Or they would just completely forget that it was my birthday. And this was it growing up. And then I decided, as I was celebrating my birthday more and more and more, and I think that's why birthdays is a sore point for me, because I just sometimes don't enjoy it, because it's not about me, because you're sharing the limelight. It's your one day, it's your moment, it's your big day, it's your, like, your wedding day. And I got to a point where my mom and I would do, like, separate things. I was like, you do your things with your friends, and my friends are gonna respect me, honor me, and, like, worship me like the god I am on my day. I had my 30th very recently, so now you know I hit 30, and it was my moment. And I decided that of course I want my mom there, because this is a milestone birthday. And I said to her, I'm sitting at the table in the chair with the balloons and the flowers, you're gonna be on the corner, this is my party, all of my friends are coming, none of your friends are coming, but we will also have a little birthday cake for you, and we're gonna sing you a little happy birthday, but the photographer's focusing on me, we are doing everything about me on this day, can I please just have this one day? And that's been my birthday pretty much. But I've heard other horror stories about people having birthdays. I once wanted to break up with someone, but it was around their birthday. I just avoided doing that. And you'll remember the other day we spoke to Kulekane. Kulekane, it was Kipo Kia, Kipo Kat. We do Kipo Kat on Mondays. And Kulekane had sent us a message about how his best friend proposed at his engagement party. And he invited two people to his engagement. And this was one of the friends. So, like, really good friends. Because of lockdowns, he had very limited numbers that he could work with. Anyway, this guy, brother man, decided he was going to propose on this day, and it ruined his engagement. We had a comment from one of our listeners, Kerri-Anne. Take a listen to this.
East Coast Radio. My name's Kerri-Anne Kirby. On my 18th birthday, my sister and her fiancé decided to have the engagement party, so everyone forgot about my 18th birthday. On my 20th birthday, they decided to get married, so my birthday was celebrated with a wedding. Then on my 21st, during the speeches, my brother decided to announce that his girlfriend was pregnant and proceeded to ask her to marry him. So it seems that my siblings love my birthday, so every year we have function on.
Kerri-Anne, well, you know what it
what
is.
What can I say? I must be very special.
You are incredible.
Have a lovely day, East Coast. Thank you.
You're incredibly special, but my issue here is that someone proposed on your 21st birthday, then your sister got engaged on your 18th birthday, and then someone had a baby somewhere along another milestone birthday. So this is not just like any birthday. It's like 18th, 21st, and then another one. I am having it. I would disown this family. So basically, Kerri-Anne is really angry that her siblings have upstaged all of her birthdays. I mean, there was a wedding on one, there was an engagement on one, and there was a baby on another one. But big birthdays, 18, 21st, and I'm not sure, I think like 24 or somewhere around there, she said. So we want to hear from you this afternoon on East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station, 061-792-9495. Your worst birthday experience.
Hi, East Coast. So for my 25th birthday, I was admitted into hospital for surgery, and for my 26th birthday, my ex-boyfriend broke up with me.
I'm so glad he's your ex-boyfriend. Well, he's your ex-boyfriend. He broke up with you. Girl, you didn't deserve him. If someone can break up with you on your birthday, it's not a cute move at all. Not a power move.
Hi, ECR. On my 21st birthday, my cousin decided to get married. And now every year on my birthday, people call me to get her number to wish them for their anniversary and don't remember that it's my birthday.
That's terrible. It's like people call my mom to wish her for her birthday. And by the way, say happy birthday to Vic when once she reminds them.
Hi, this is Cindy. You know what? Everyone always forgets my birthday. I was born on the 9th of August. So on the 9th of August, it's National Women's Day. So everyone will always send me messages, especially in the morning, to wish me a happy Women's Day. But no one actually remembers that it's my birthday. So every year for the past 36 years, it's been the same thing. The only person that remembers my birthday is my aunt. So she always sings things for me in the morning, and sometimes my mom, but everyone else forgets that it's my birth. If they do remember, it's usually around maybe 5 or 6 in the afternoon, so yeah, I'm over it.
And that's too late. You're over it, yes. You know, I mean, you don't want the birthday messages and the phone calls, but you also want to be made to feel special. 061-792-9495. So we got a message from Tracy, and I was telling you, for me, it's always like, I like it, I don't. I share a birthday with my mom. I'm not the only one.
Oh my gosh, that is so weird. I was my mom's 30th birthday present, and we're on the 8th of October.
Oh.
It's the best.
11 October year. Yes, it is actually the best. I was just saying the part for me is when people forget that it's my birthday. They're like, by the way, my mom always shames. She feels bad. She always has to remind them it's also Vic's birthday. And they're like, oh, by the way, happy birthday, Vic. So, yeah.
Hi Vic, it's Samantha. So heard you talking about the worst experience you could ever have with a birthday. Well, here's mine. On my sweet 16th birthday, when I was just about to cut the cake and everybody screamed hip hip hooray, some 45th connection or something had a heart attack. Now every year on my birthday,
drama,
they do like a memorial thing for her.
Oh.
Because she was like very old and stuff like that. So it's like not even so exciting for me because they take out flowers and
then they
get a get together.
Oh no.
So yeah, every year on my birthday, like nobody thinks it's my birthday, they remember her instead of me.
I mean, I'm living for the drama, but that's a bit too much.
Hi ECR, so my birthday is on Christmas Day, that is the 25th of December, and when we generally have family gatherings, it's actually a thing of everybody comes around, and if I have a birthday celebration, they be like, Merry Christmas. It's like every year my birthday is overlooked, and it's taken as if like, you know, we're here because it's Christmas and we're gathering, as opposed to it is your birthday celebration. So even if I say I'm having a birthday party, like my 18th birthday party, and as much as I want to have it like the day before, it's like you're killing the vibe of Christmas. Or if I have it the day after, it's like we're all in a holiday mood. What are you up to? So it's a buzzkill every year, unfortunately. But I just take Christmas as, hey, it's my birthday, let's all celebrate. So yeah, but I never really get that happy birthday kind of vibe on a special day, because it's always like Merry Christmas, hope you have a good day.
I'm so happy my birthday doesn't fall between the 16th of December till the 31st of Jan. I mean, it must be the worst time to celebrate a birthday, but I still think Carrie-Anne's story takes the cake. If you just tuned in, Carrie-Anne contacted us in relation to a story we did in the week about ruined engagements and how someone else took the moment to propose at Kulekani's engagement. And she says her siblings, one got engaged on her 18th birthday, the other proposed also. There was an engagement party, there was a proposal, there was also a birth, and there was a wedding. The wedding happened on her 21st birthday, and this was all courtesy of her siblings.
Hey Vic, Bianca here. So I've got the worst of luck when it comes to birthdays. My gran was diagnosed with breast cancer on my 21st birthday, and 5 years later, on my 26th birthday, she passed away. So I have a score to settle with her one day.
Aww.
But in the meantime, I have unhealthy coping mechanisms to deal with my birthdays.
Bye. I'm assuming you probably like switch off your phone. You don't want the phone calls, that sort of thing. You don't want to celebrate, have a party. You was amazing, you was kind, and you was beautiful, and your life is worth celebrating.
Vic Naidoo, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. East Coast Radio.